Huh? Now where am I? Back in Station Square, I see. What's going on here anyway?
So yeah, like FPS is, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots, just like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, just like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, just like,
the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when I beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves putting stops to your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun, the words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm white fatality, place quake and not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehead's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a
boom headshot, boom headshot. I'm still getting the shots, like boom headshot, boom headshot, boom headshot. I'm still getting the shots, like
at your area, becoming so nefarious. It's necessary to be wary, you should be afraid of us. Got you in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road, see the victims ladder. Better watch where you go, or your mic can shatter. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A frantic freezer with the body, see them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. About to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start snapping at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Zealous and be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I still be caving out to be there with a
boom headshot, boom headshot. I'm still getting the shots, like boom headshot.
Hit your 9-3 chumps in the line.
Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True that, yeah, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this track. Selling noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter, all according to fate.
Yeah. There's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sights line. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots, it's like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots, it's like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots, it's like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots, it's like
Zealous one. Uh-oh. Turn around. Whoops. Too late. Boom.
Headshot.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of Letters vs. Numbers podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, from Game Music for All.
And I'm your other host, Mr. B., from your dreams.
And yeah. this is a very special episode, episode 10, so it means we're in double digits.
We are
pretty legitimate now, I think.
I think we're a staple. We're like elder statesmen now.
So those young startups like Nomad's podcast and VDip, they're kids now. We're the adults. We're in charge.
We are. You could go as far to say we're, I don't know, the MC front a lot of podcasting. Well,
I will go that far.
Yeah, let's go that far. let's be all balls out and like, yes, we're important, you fuckers. Except without the swearing, in case my mom listens. Okay?
Alright, sounds good. Well, anyway, the first song you heard was Headshot by Zalus One and Benjamin Bear off of Collabicide. And you picked out that song, so I suppose you want to talk about it and what this podcast is about today.
Thank you for setting me up very nicely there. Yeah, the podcast today is, because it's our 10th and we're feeling important, we're going to self-indulge, fuckers. There's, it's not going to be, like, as newsy or current eventsy. We're going to play the songs that, like, got us into this sort of music and, you know, inspired us and were our jumping off points for other bits of music and whatnot. But I just played Headshot because it's one of my favourite songs. I remember way before I started podcasting, this song would crop up all the time on everyone else's show. Well, by like everyone else's, I mean Hex's. But yeah, Boom Headshot. We got to see it live.
We got to yell Boom Headshot.
We did. And then sing it again. It was awesome. I was happy. Well, but yeah, that's why I picked this song. And I think it started us off pretty well.
Yes, started us off with all that energy. And I think we ruined it because of all our talking. But anyway, there'll be more music soon, so...
That's far too negative. That's like, what do you mean we ruined it anyway? This is our anniversary show. We're legitimate now. You have to have a bit of a swagger.
All right, by episode 20, if I'm not a complete dickwad and completely full of myself for this podcast, then I think we should call it quits.
We've failed. Yeah. I don't know. You have a bit of a swagger about you sometimes. I see you up on the forums calling people fools and whatnot.
Yeah, maybe that's why no one replies to me sometimes on the forums.
I think that's just because you don't really have anything to say. Yeah, I'm carrying you. I keep saying this and no one's listening.
I can't find my
lighter. This is terrible. I brought one in just for smoking while podcasting because I'm an excellent example to the children and young adults for listening to this show. Oh, drinking. It's around here somewhere. It's awesome. It's got Resident Evil on it.
Well,
my housemate, right? She is, this is important stuff. She's a manager at Game, who are like, well, I guess our equivalent of GameStop, but I think we're a different company, but whatever. And she's at like the Game Party conference, and she was texting earlier saying, I've just played Resident Evil 5. I've just played the new Guitar Hero. Oh, I hate it so much. I'm not happy at all. What were we talking about?
We were talking about how we're legitimate now, and this is the 10th episode.
Yes, we were. I was talking about how you had a swagger to you, and you need to be more obnoxious. The kids love that.
Yeah, well, I think episode 11 will also be, like, one for the kids. Well, that'll be our drunk podcasting episode.
That will be our drunk. Well, it depends when we get it out because I'm actually broke. So I'm worried I'm not going to have any money to get drunk. And it's September is drunk podcasting month. Although I suppose we could always lie and say, well, we recorded it in September.
Yeah, it's not like...
Actually, hang on. Well, if I get paid on the last working day of the month... Oh, crap, it's a Tuesday. Right. So I'll get paid Monday midnight. We'll have to do it on Tuesday. Get it in on the deadline.
I really hope I don't have to work on Tuesday then.
Book a holiday. This is important. This is serious business, Gino Douche. This is for our career. We have a reputation as like, you know, heavy partying dudes to get in on drunk podcasting month.
Yes. Definitely actually, but and this is my dedication to Z that he just says, hey, everyone get drunk, and I'm going to be in my room alone. It's going to be like 10, 11 a.m., and I'm going to be getting wasted by myself.
Nice. It's good work, you know. This podcast and malarkey, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
We can't leave it to the unprofessionals with less than 10 episodes, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck those guys. Man, I mean, I know we're not doing news and self-indulgent, but I want to self-indulge. Never, well, I don't know. That was a terrible link. But Vagina Deep in podcast released, well, their top 6 to 10 of top 10 hottest people in nerdcore, right?
Uh-huh.
And guess who was in it, and also guess who wasn't?
Well, let's hear it.
I was in it, and you weren't. Because I'm beautiful.
Well, I'm not really offended because I don't write nerdcore. Like, if there was a top 10 list of hottest guys in nerdcore journalism, I'm pretty sure I would be in at least the top 3.
Well, let's see. There would be Hipster Please. There would be me again because of this podcast. There would be that Gabriel from Nerdcore News. Is that still going?
I think it just started back up.
Oh, I'll have to look at that. Anyway, so that's 3. Who else would it be? Hex does a bit of nerdcore reporting there. So there's 4 right there that you could be vying with, and one of them's me. You know, I had a lot more in my head, and it's gone. Nomad does nerdcore, although his journalism podcast has nothing to do with it. I don't know. Yeah, you'd be in it. Congratulations.
In my own mind, I'm a great person.
Oh, and in my mind, too. You're a beautiful soul. Except, I'm still grouchy because I still haven't found my lighter.
So, this is just going to be a bitter podcast until you find it?
This is going to be a nicotine-hungry podcast. My mic levels are probably all over the place because I'm moving about. But you know what? I'm allowed to do that because I'm a professional, son, and I can fix it later. Anyway, we've gone right off the topic, and I do take full responsibility for that. But tell me, Geno Boost, how did you get into this whole shebang?
Well, the first band I ever heard was the Miniboses, which was, what, like 8 years ago now?
8 years ago?
Yep.
What was that? What? How old were you 8 years ago?
8 years like younger. 16 years old. I had to do some quick math there. Well,
are you older than me? I thought you were younger than me.
I thought we were about the same age.
Ish. I don't know. We're both drinking age, so it stops mattering after 18 or 21 over there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, an old magazine, Electronic Gaming Monthly. I don't know if you guys have that out there.
We do, but nobody cares.
Oh, well, no one cares about any magazines now.
But, that's true.
And they had like a 2-page article about the Miniboses, and before that, I like didn't even notice that video game music was there at all in any games I played. Like, I never cared to even try to hear it outside of the video game. And then they're like, this band covers video game music live. And I was like, this is the best idea ever. That's how it started.
That was sort of like me. I didn't really notice the video game music. Like, apart from sort of Mario music, I guess. Like, if something was appropriate, you would sing it to your friends. Like, if, I don't know, if they failed at something, you'd be all da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, I don't know, thinking back, though, now that we're in the music, sort of, there'll be games that you haven't played for years and years and years, and you weren't even very good at the time, but you sort of think, someone should cover that bad boy.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for more covers of Little Nemo.
Of what?
I don't know if you had that game out there. For the NES, Little Nemo, the Dream Master, by Capcom.
I don't think so, but I might be wrong, because I never had a NES.
I
had an Amiga.
And how's that working out for you?
Excellently. I can... Listen, right? The Amiga was the first console to have Lemmings on, and it had Elite 2 and Frontier and all that good stuff. So don't you snob me about the Amiga, mister. Yeah. It had it had all the best point-and-click games. It was back when Delphine and shit were doing games. And it was Flashback and Another World, and it was when LucasArts games were good, and you'd have Beneath a Steel Sky, and the Amiga was fucking where it was at. So, F you.
Well,
oh, man, that was intense. I was so glad to get that off my chest.
After being picked on for so long by us Americans and our Nintendo Entertainment System?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. First gaming console I had was a Game Boy? Because I was going to say, you know how you picked that random ass NES game? Uh-huh. It was, did you ever play Bugs Bunny in Crazy Castle on the Game Boy?
I think maybe, but I might be getting it confused with the Bugs Bunny game on the Super Nintendo.
Well, you had to, like, collect carrots and, like, different bad guys from Looney Tunes would chase around. Like, there would be, but there would all be different degrees of smart. Like, Sylvester would just go, like, back and forth and stuff. But, like, Daffy Duck would actually come after you and shit. And the music was like, da 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 And I haven't played that game since I was 10, but that little melody has stuck with me forever.
If it was collecting carrots, I may have played that game then, but like years ago. Many years ago.
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to get an emulator tonight, get my Bugs Bunny motherfucking Crazy Castle on, and get a sample of that shit. We've talked for a while, so would you be so kind as to pick a song, Anthony?
Well, I was talking about the mini bosses earlier, so I do believe we should get into some of that now. This is from their Brass album, which I think is probably their only album. I know it's the only one on their website. And it's a cover of Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Classic game. All right, let's play it then. We'll be right back.
was a hot June day and my ass was sick to the seat of my girlfriend's car. Shout out, don't forget the summer, baby. Shout out, don't forget the summer, the summer. Shout out, don't forget the summer, baby. Shout out, don't forget the summer, the summer. Shout out, don't forget the summer, baby. Shout out, don't forget the summer, the summer. Shout out, don't forget the summer, the summer. Hold yourself, yourself to a suit and tie. Do you think the judge gives you all the sweat when you give to your fine for a post-paddock by Steve Diggin on the 90th of Gray, New York? And yeah, you're gonna drive over 3 hours and work in the basement for trivia bands to make bars and pay a fix. In the summer. Ow! Each other's eyes. Just McDonald's cups and wrappers that they're throwing at full speed. And yes, I long for a shadow, and yes, I always appreciate the irony that the only cool cover that allows us to see is a goddamn billboard. See you, Wendy. Yeah, billboard. I ate my Subway sandwich, and I drank my Coca-Cola Classic, and then I ate my Sun Chips, and then I thought about the weekend when I fill up my Ford van with mobile brand gas and drive to the Clear Channel venue and drink myself a Budweiser and play my Fender guitar through my Fender amplifier and tell the kids with a straight face through a Shure microphone and JBL speakers that corporate rock is for suckers. Yeah.
And that, my friends, was Bomb the Music Industry with the track Side Projects Are Never Successful from Goodbye Cool World. And, like, that's not really video game music or nerdcore at all, but I decided to play it because of, well, for a start, it rocks, and anyone who says otherwise, I will spit in your mouth. But, when I first started making music, I was in like loads of shitty punk bands but wouldn't do anything, and like would be together for a year and never had a practice. And I stumbled across Bomb the Music Industry from a webcomic that linked it, and it was like all those sounds and stuff and this like really completely balls out like pop punk. And I looked into it, and it was like just one guy, and he would like sit down with a multi-track and stuff, and he'd record one bit and record another, which isn't a like revolutionary way of making music, but it inspired me. So I got a keyboard and I got a bass guitar, and I started making like my own tunes and stuff, and they all sucked ridiculously, like even worse than my first nerdcore stuff. But I love them. I love them so much. I think that song rocked. Although some side projects are successful, I guess.
Well, usually never as successful as the, I guess, original band.
Well, I guess. I mean, there's got to be some. No, I can't think of any. But, well, maybe a nerdcore, though.
Yeah, possibly. Like, well, I can't think of any right now either, but...
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe Sinister Six? I mean, some people in that band might do better off of being in Sinister Six rather than solo. I don't know. Yeah, side projects are never successful. Fuck side projects. I'm never going to do one ever, except a lot.
Except all the ones you have done so far?
Well, yeah, pretty much. But that's how I roll.
Well, shall we talk about the song we're going to play next?
Well, we can, but I don't know what we're playing next.
Well, I'm thinking another huge influence on me is Mustin from OC Remix and 1UP's fame.
Meow, 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 meow. Yes.
Yeah, that's the song. That song, too.
That's the guy.
So, like, a very versatile musician, obviously. Going from the Bubble Bobble song to the song I'm going to play next, La Samba de Agua from OC Remix. It's a cover of the Map 3 of Mario Brothers 3. And
it is. It's dead chilled as well.
Yeah, very relaxing song. And when I first got into OC Remix, I was on a big, like, electronica kick. So I wanted to hear, like, all the electronica remixes of video game songs. But then one day I just decided to download every Mario song they had on the website. So,
man, that must have taken days.
Actually, it wasn't that many back then. I think it was about 30 or 40 songs. Because I remember putting down, like, 2 CDs.
Get you being all old school and whatnot.
Well, anyway, like, I downloaded all of them and I was listening to them. And then this one got my attention. I thought it was, like, the most amazing song I ever heard at the time. Like, to take the whole feel of the song and do it with all these different instruments and make it sound like if Mario 3 had, like, a big fancy budget soundtrack like the games of today, this would be the exact song they would have for Map 3.
You think, does it encapsulate it? Well, actually, I'm not going to bother asking. Because it does. God damn it. And if anyone says otherwise, oh, there'll be shenanigans. Why am I so aggressive today? I've had my cigarette.
So you found your lighter?
Mm-hmm. It's that you probably heard like a click earlier. Like that. Because I have a cool-ass Zippo. Fuck yes. Anyway, introduce the song, my good cohort.
Alright, this song is by Mustin, and it's called La Samba de Agua.
La Samba de Agua, written by Koji Kondo from the Super Mario Bros. 3 video game, performed by Mustin. Enjoy. Thank you.
and people tried to put us down. When iTunes booked a post-Cold War sound, my generation sat at the mecca of malls, Times Square, I'm there, Viacom installed. So we hit the net while the Trade Center fell. New York met Hollywood, we ran like hell. No Vietnam for us, yo, Iraq, it's on. So who agreed upon this cowboy Genghis Khan? The choice made, baby, hey, we take it back. Logged in, dropped out, MTV took track. They sold it back to us and claimed a correlation. The iMac, iPod, iGeneration. And I'm waiting for the day we can get out. The world is ours, that's a story, no doubt. Wanna be more than info superhighway traffic? Wanna be more than a walking demographic?
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration. Generation, the iGeneration, new organization meant optimization and unification. When imagination gave participation in creation of culture, a manifestation. The Berlin Wall fell and out we came. The post-Cold War kids laid claim to aim. LOL, OMG, yo, BRB. Space colon dash close parentheses. We sat at our laptops and typed away and found that we each had something to say. Weblogged our fears, our hopes and dreams, individuated by digital means. Fiber optic lenses, DVD, Coca-Cola, Disney, and Mickey D's. Flat mass culture, the norm that took hold. I hope I die before I get sold.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah!
Yo,
you're part of
yo,
it!
Talking
yo,
about my iGeneration. Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
This is the INTERNET generation. See, this is the INTERNET generation. See,
hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration. About the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
Hey! You're part of it!
Talking about the iGeneration.
Yeah! You're part of it!
Talking about my iGeneration.
And as if you need me to tell you, that was MC Lars, who is ridiculously awesome, and the reason I picked him, in it's like sort of an obvious choice as like first taste of nerdcore type thing, but you know, Geno Boosts was the mini bosses, so I don't think we were going for random, really. Anyway, yeah, I got into nerdcore because I discovered MC Lars, and this story doesn't reflect on me very well. But what I used to do for fun was tease chat rooms. I would go in and I would tease emo kids because I actually used to quite like emo, and like I didn't have the hair or the like skinny t-shirt or whatever, but I did have some god awful CDs. I have like 6 Atari's CDs. Yeah,
well,
stunned into silence.
I think when we first get into music, like I guess in our teens or whatever, like we have those albums we wish we could say we never owned.
Yep, this much is true. What do I have? I have, Atari's. I've got Thursday.
I still like Thursday.
Forever. I sort of don't. Too many songs about car crashes, man. How many times can one car crash? Someone should revoke that fucker's license. God damn. Anyway, so I sort of had a falling out with emo because I would listen to all these songs about girls and it'd be like, well, anyone can write a song about the girl is pretty but she doesn't love you and you don't know why and stuff. But like the girls in these songs, they didn't have names and they didn't have personalities. It would all just be like this girl that wronged them and were dead self-righteous about it. And it started really frustrating me because I was on a punk rock feminism kick, I guess. So I would bother the chat rooms and they would be like, oh, you just don't like emo, you just don't get it. And I was like, actually, I've heard this, this, and this, you motherfucker. So, I know what's up. And some guy who saw me trolling the chat rooms was like, oh, you might like this. And it was MC Lars's signing email. And I was like, yes, I do like this a lot. And I was telling other people about there's this guy I started listening to, MC Lars, he's brilliant. And people were like, yeah, I listen to MC Lars, you should check out MC Chris or MC Front a lot. And I was like, I will. And did. So that's how I got into Nerdcore, by being a bully, I guess, which is sort of ironic. Yeah, everything the genre is against, pretty much, and that's how I got into it. So yeah, that's my story of getting into Nerdcore.
Well, yours seems a lot more interesting than my I read a magazine, so I listened to the mini boss's story.
Yeah, I think mine holds up well against yours. Although yours makes you sound like less of a jerk.
But that's a bonus. That actually just reminded me, guess who was in Blender this month?
Me.
By like a degree of separation, you were, I guess.
Oh, was I not in it? God damn it. I don't think they sell it over here anyway.
But Nerdapalooza was, and I was just thinking, like, imagine that some kid is reading that magazine now, and they're going to go listen to a bunch of Nerdcore, just like when I heard the mini-bosses. That's pretty exciting.
That's
stuff.
That's sort of exciting. I like the idea of that. I like that a lot. I mean, it's got to start somewhere, right? And the genre's got to sort of continue to perpetuate. And it's not going to be just Nerdcore, either. You're going to get people who are going to go, actually, I'd like to cover these songs. Although, if it's like kids and stuff, they're going to be covering a lot like the people who are doing the music now, they're covering like Castlevania and Mario and Zelda and Mega Man and like all of those choices from our youth. But the people who are getting into it now, who are maybe hitting like somewhere between 16 and 18 and know how to play guitar and stuff, I mean, I can't even think what they're going to be playing.
I guess PlayStation, Nintendo 64, are we going to start hearing like Resident Evil covers and Silent Hill?
Is there music in Resident Evil?
I'm not sure. I didn't really play any Resident Evils till 4 because I thought they sucked.
They did not suck. Every single Resident Evil has been awesome except Code Veronica and 3. I didn't like 3 that much. But all of the others, well, Resi Zero actually was terrible. I had to leave stuff in other rooms, then come back to the rooms, and you didn't have a magic crate. That one sort of sucked. But the rest, yeah, Resident Evil. It has. I suppose you could just play that Resident Evil 2. Dong. That's all the music it had, pretty much. Oh no, it had the save room music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember. It's all coming back now. So yeah, I'm quite excited. Assuming like, you know, in 5-6 years' time, I haven't jacked this all in, and I've got a nice little job with a sensible wife, and some kids who are, I don't know, playing Nintendo Wii 60 or something, the PS Wii 60. I want one of those. Yeah, it's exciting. What are we talking? Blender. Yeah, who is in Blender? Nerdapalooza. And then you were going to say something. And then I interrupted you.
Who was in Blender? I think Frontalot was in there. One of the people we stayed with at Hex's house was in a picture. Like, just standing there. I think taking a picture or something.
Or just chilling out.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. I like that a lot. Nerdapalooza was only 2 months ago, man. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to believe, I guess in 10 months we'll be back.
Oh, that is going to be so cool. I cannot wait for that.
It's definitely going to be much bigger next year, much more exciting.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it on the bill this year. Although you never know, I might get good. It could happen.
Well, you're going to be at Midwest Nerd Fest, though.
I am going to be at Midwest Nerd Fest. They've announced, who is it who's definitely going? Scrub Club, Frontline, Hormones, Loki, me, two models, and Letters versus Numbers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be doing a podcast live.
Especially ladies, yeah. So you know.
Yeah, especially ladies. I'm going to kiss you on stage. You know how you go to a gig and you see the guy on stage and you're like, ooh, I want to kiss him. Well, I'm going to make that come true. That's going to be my whole set. Unless, of course, I get a girlfriend then. That would suck.
Well, yeah, I guess so, in some way.
Unless she was really understanding. Like, you know, I could hook up with someone and I could be, listen, I love you very much, but kissing people during my set is an integral part of it. I mean, it's not yet. I've never done that. But I will. And listen, baby, don't try to change me.
Well, I guess just you'll have to let her know that that's an integral part of your career and she's just going to have to accept it.
She will. I mean, you know, I'll make sacrifices for her. I'll submit to some sexist stereotype that guys submit to. I'll text her a lot, is what I'll do. Yeah, and I hate texting and mobile phones in general, but I will text you a lot. Assuming I have credit, which I probably won't. Right, once again, we're probably ready for another song, and it's ended with me looking like a complete jerk.
That's just the way it goes on this episode.
I guess. I'm a total jerk. But we're allowed to be, because 10th show! Yay!
No matter how much of jerks we look like, it's too late. This train's rolling, and there's no stopping it.
Yeah, ain't no getting off this train, but we're on. It's a Final Fantasy VII misquote. You geeks loved it. You loved it. What should we play then?
Well, you want to choose the next song that goes up?
I'll choose the next song that goes up.
Sounds good.
Chiptunes. I got into chiptunes from chat rooms again. I don't go in chat rooms that much, and all my stories are chat room based. But in the chat room, I inspect. No, that's a different song. Falco Lombardi used to go to the same chat room as me, and I listened to his music, and I liked it a lot. I liked it an awful lot. Except he's not called Falco Lombardi now. He's called We Are the Future. What do you think of that name, Gino Boost?
Well, this certainly explains why I've seen the lack of Falco Lombardi posting anything on MySpace.
We are no longer the one-stop shop for Falco Lombardi news. We fail. That was a reference to a previous show that I don't think you got.
I don't remember being the one-stop shop. Or actually, yeah. Now I remember, and now I look completely unprofessional.
No. This is what happens when you do 10 episodes.
I can't.
They all sort of fade.
Yeah, there's hours and hours of Letters versus Numbers recordings. I can't be expected to remember everything.
Actually, technically speaking, this is like the 11th episode, because we did that one live.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got the recording of that yet?
I was bugging Z about it, but he has not uploaded it. In fact, he said he forgot he even had it recorded.
That's okay, I forgot we'd actually done it.
Well, you were drunk at the time, so...
I was. I'm quite looking forward to seeing how much of a tit I made of myself. I'm pretty sure Hex dragged me off the stage.
Yeah, he had to interrupt us at some point.
Oh, because Killer Robots were playing, I think.
Or, no, Zealous One.
Zealous One?
Yeah, we did the podcast on the first day of Nerdapalooza.
Did we?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to...
Oh, yeah, because I was wearing my gig clothes. Yeah, I remember. Okay. Only from MySpace pictures.
Well, anyway, watch out for the live recording that will be up eventually if Z gets around to it. If you're listening to this right now, Z, hurry up and upload it.
Yeah, we need to give ourselves like a week off. So if we can throw that bad boy up instead of actually recording a podcast, That'd be awesome. Well, unless, of course, it actually really sucks. In which case, we'll just listen to it ourselves and snicker. Anyway, this is The Girl Oceanic by We Are The Future, formerly known as Falco Lombardi, from, I think the album's called Oceanic, but you can get it off his MySpace, and we'll link it on our MySpace, because that's how we roll.
We'll be right back. AM1. Stephen from Messenger.
Fuck you! Just do it work my fuck to Virgil and get a pro, yeah, fuck you! Let your hands up, get the get real pissed cause I didn't get shit for it. Fuck you! Can I do what you can? You're acting like kid, you're telling me to grow up! Push it! What if you in his shoes? Cause I'll get your ass, so fuck you too! Big boys of beach, well this makes life look wonderful, wanna be around like a rest, cause I'm sure you've heard it before, but I'm gonna get the tenant that just can't take it anymore. And I understand I've been there too, just don't be an ass, let it get to you. Take my voice and don't think twice. You're taking up the notes cause you don't wanna rush it. You can't touch it. You gotta always go dead. But big race. Speaking of race, you don't look too happy. They just killed your dog. Man, that's crappy. Anything you say for it doesn't matter anyway. They just took off with your fuel any birthday. Anything you got and it just builds up. Take another shot and it just builds up. Don't walk away, it'll just build up. Not enough, 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 enough. Anything you got and it just builds up. Take another shot and it just builds up. Don't walk away, it'll just build up. Not enough, 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 enough.
The second song you heard there was by my parents' favorite music, and it was called "Anger Should Be Sold in Gift Baskets." And I heard
this. Be convenient.
I think I heard this song almost 2 years ago now.
Ah, memories like the corners of your mind.
But this was like another big turn for me because you know I was listening to plenty of video game music covers, and then I heard this. I was like, "You can rap over them too." Which is another startling revelation.
Is there
revelation.
Anything these guys can't do?
And also, I love the name, My Parents' Favorite Music. But it's often very hard to explain to people that you're listening to My Parents' Favorite Music.
Yeah, I've found that, actually. I can empathize with that. Also, they spell favorite wrong.
Well, we already discussed that on their big UK tour, they'll have to fix that.
Yep. Or there'll be trouble. I'm in aggressive mode again. I'll be like, you're one of my favorite bands ever, but this isn't going to fly.
I also noticed that on your own MySpace page, you, I guess, corrected them when you listed them what? As an influence.
Did I do that? Have I written it as favorite?
Yep, with a U and everything.
Excellent. That's how I roll.
Well, anyway, I heard these guys like 2 years ago, and when it was Steffo and one other guy.
Stellar.
Yeah, Stellar. And sadly, Stellar left, and Steffo's been going solo these days. But when I heard them, I was like, this is the most amazing thing ever. They had songs about coffee and
yep.
Kool-Aid. And
Wheel of Ex-Girlfriends is the only album I've actually paid for in years. And it was only because I couldn't be bothered to hunt round to find a MP3 of Just Try and Sue Us.
Wasn't Just Try and Sue Us on the on Z's compilation?
What?
Z had a compilation called what was it? Nerdcore Undercover.
Oh fuck! No, because that wasn't out then.
Oh
that
yeah,
wasn't out then, or was it? I don't know. I'll do some detective work.
Well, I think Will of
Fuck.
He re-released Will of Ex-Girlfriends afterwards, but I assume the original release of Will of Ex-Girlfriends was out before Z's compilation.
Yeah, except I got it on the re-release. So, I dropped the ball. Still, though, I got 3 stickers, and they helped me chat up some militant girl who was like, "Why have you got a Starbucks sticker on your laptop?" And I was like, "Sit down and let me tell you a story." Yeah, that happened.
So not only is MPFM a great band and a big influence on, I guess, both of us here, but they also yes. get you the ladies.
Hell yeah. Yeah, they do. Well, I didn't get a number or anything because I didn't have a phone and I just failed. Didn't even snog her, actually. I shared coffee with her and I played coffee while we were doing it in Starbucks. So I was like, come on, let's go to Starbucks. This isn't a good story. It's sort of good, but not if I elaborate on it. This is lessons in podcasting.
It was better to leave it to the imagination.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the hot coffee scenes in... Oh, that sort of works. In Grand Theft Auto. That came around quite nicely. Yeah, I'm happy with that. I love podcasting. We have done 10 episodes or 11 or...
10 and a half.
13 if you account all the aborted ones.
Those were dark days back then. We haven't had to actually do that in a while, have we?
Don't say that out loud. Oh, God damn it, Gino. What are you doing?
Moving on.
Rookie mistake. Yes, moving on swiftly.
Well, also, I heard Vagina Deep in podcast, their second episode got erased too.
Yeah. Why am I laughing? That sucks. I feel empathy. Poor Vagina Deep in podcast. It's a good podcast, but episode 2 got deleted. God damn it. Was it our episode 2 that got deleted?
I think it was,
no, it was episode 3.
I think it was episode 2 and 3.
No, was it not 3 and 4? Because I remember 2 going really well. Like, 1 was the sound levels were all fucked. And for some reason, people were like, "Yeah, this is quite cool." Even though we played, like, 4 songs?
Yeah, and we talked for, like, an hour and a half.
Yep, pretty much about nothing.
But then...
Because that's how we roll.
I think I remember because 2, you accidentally erased. And then we re-recorded it.
Yep.
Then 3, I accidentally erased. And then we re-recorded it after we did episode 4, because episode 4 was with Dan plus Ad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember now.
See, not only is episode 10 great that we're here, but we're also looking back on our past.
It's beautiful to behold. That reminds me, actually, you know those like MySpace questionnaires you get?
Yeah.
It's like where you just have to fill in dead... vapid questions, right? I was reading someone else's one of those, and one of the questions was, if you had a talk show, who would you invite on? And I was like, I'm gonna do this one so I can say on that one I actually have a talk show and we had these guys. But like, it was a huge mistake. It was 200 questions long, right?
Uh-huh.
26 of those questions were about what was happening with my mobile phone. I'm not even lying. It was all, like, what network are you on? I was like, I don't know. What tariff are you on? I was like, I don't know. How many contacts do you have? 6. And I just deleted them at the end, but I counted them, and there were 27. I was not happy.
That's usually why I don't do surveys. Like, I'll see one of my friends post one, and it's like, oh, I could give some funny answers to some of these. and then like I'll be 10 questions in and I'll run out of jokes and I'll just become
pretty much
unhappy and not finish it, because I'll look and there's about 800 unanswered questions still.
It's what's really bad is, like, you know, you start reading them and everyone fills out their answers, like, you know, three sentence answers, and you get like past the halfway point and it's like yes, no, no, yeah. Or you don't even delete the person before you's answers. Like, you know, if they say, what's your favorite kind of cake? And the person before you wrote, strawberry cake. You look at it and go, I don't want to delete that shit. Strawberry cake could be my favorite cake. It's not really, but whatever. Yep, that's how I roll with questions. What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about, I'm assuming my parents' favorite music, because we played that last. Oh, and then we were talking about what episodes have erased.
Yes, and then it was Dan Plasad, and then what guests have I had? Back out the maze. That was a lot of talk about nothing. Our listeners are patient motherfuckers. I love you guys. Shall we? No, I was going to say do the letters, but we'll not do them yet. We'll play a song or two.
Yeah, let's get into another set of songs and then
yes,
we'll hear from the fans.
We will. Yay. It'll give me a chance to bring up Gmail. If you want to write to us, it's lettersvsnumberspodcast@gmail.com. Because you guys have been slacking on the emails this time. I'm not happy.
And we've also been slacking on forcing people to email us.
Well, yeah, that's true, actually. We were like, oh, we got like 20 emails last podcast. They'll keep coming. They didn't.
What I'm wondering, is there like any listeners that are afraid to email us? Are we too big now? Like, does it make them nervous that they will be talking directly to us?
You know what? I doubt it. if you are that guy or girl, you should write in about that. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give out my AOL Instant Messenger thing so you can talk to me, because I'm lonely. Just because, you know, I don't know. I like the fact that doing this podcast, we've gotten talking to people and stuff.
We're networking.
Apart from,
we're building connections.
We are. It's good stuff. We're on iTunes. Oh, are we on... is this one going on RPR?
I believe this will be our first one on RPR.
Awesome. We should probably talk about that in depth, but not yet, because we've got a whole load of speech here, and we've got like 20 songs left to play.
Yep.
You choose a song.
All right, well, let's hear... this is from Player 2. He did this song especially for the first compilation my website ever did, which was Music EXP, which is on sale now for anyone interested. But
anyone who is a clever consumer.
Yes. Well, anyway, he did this. I heard Player 2 because he used to run the BetaModNet label, which is sadly defunct now. And he had...
It is.
And that net label was a huge influence on me. That's where I heard Spheres of Chaos. They used to host the Game Wave podcast and VGM Megacast, both excellent podcasts that I guess are like the godfathers of this podcast in a way.
What? No. Well, maybe your end of it. I'll buy that. Fair enough.
Well, anyway, he ran the BetaModNet label, where great acts like Revy, Newton, a ton of other people, like I said, Spheres of Chaos, and...
I thought you said people like Tongue Mother, and I was like, I've not heard of them, but that's an awesome band name.
Well, you should get to work on that as a side project then. It'll be huge.
Tongue Mother, yeah. Listen to how it sounds. Tongue Mother. Tongue Mother. Oh, yeah. I've got shit to do after this podcast. Hell yeah. Look out for that. Anyway, yes. Player 2
and
Music XP.
Yeah, and this is a song by Player 2 called My Way, and it's excellent.
And it's a cover. Should we leave it at that?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Cadillac. Fuck the money, so fuck the fans, so fuck it all. I want a few grand, I'll stuff all the cash in my backpack, go down to the dealer and buy a Cadillac. All I want, Cadillac, quack, quack. All I need, Cadillac, quack, quack. Sexy is Cadillac, quack, quack.
You guys knew this was coming. What is it? How many shows now? And it's like an event. If we don't play anything like EPP related. So yeah, that was MC Rection with Black Cadillac Clack Clack. Yeah. That was on the album, our very first EP ever, EP or something. It was a god awful name for an EP, I will say. But it was the first like full nerdcore album I downloaded. On account of Black Cadillac Clack Clack, I got the rest. And some people realised this while I was at Nerdapalooza, is that I slightly hero worship Rection. Sort of. I don't know why, but I do. Like, I heard Black Cadillac, like that EP, and I was like, you know what, fuck this noise, I'm gonna start making music. This sounds so much fun. And then I did. So that's a story that doesn't make me look like a jerk. Hell yeah. I'm really pleased. So yeah. Anyway, that's a shitty little story. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I didn't actually hear Emergency Pizza Party or like Rection and all them individually until I was pretty, like, I think I already started going to RT and I started talking to a couple nerdcore people. And then, like, I did finally start listening to them and they were really amazing, like, amazingly epic. And that's when I asked them to be on the Mario RPG and Here Comes a New Challenger compilations, respectively. And they did fantastic work on both of them. But sadly, I was never able to get Betty Rebel or Sir Up on the first year's Here Comes a New Challenger, but hopefully that will be remedied next year.
Oh, is that a sneaky announcement that you're planning Here Comes a New Challenger 2?
Yes. So, yeah, that's all the info you're getting for now.
Awesome. I'm going to bully my way onto that. Right, should we do the emails?
Yes, let's hear what they have to say this week.
Yes, all three of them, I think. Yes, it's three emails, which is pretty average, actually.
If we get spam, we should start reading that too, like how we won the UK lottery, or...
If we won the UK lottery, have we got an email saying that, and have you deleted it as spam?
I haven't...
I'm in the UK. Oh, you jerk. I could be living in a mansion right now. Oh, I hate you so much.
I have a feeling you'll get over it.
Yeah, pretty quick, probably. Anyway, yeah. The first email is from Booty Rage Samurai. Pretty much a staple emailer in a rest. We never got around to playing any... Stunt Junkies, did we?
No, that's it. But we stated on the first episode, right?
Yeah, but we played the wrong version.
Oh, but still, that means, like, in the hallowed halls of Letters versus Numbers, he was one of the first people to get played. You can't buy that kind of fame.
That's important shit, motherfucker. Anyway, let's pick a voice. Actually... My throat feels like shit, so I'm gonna say it like, I don't know, dead croaky. Which, you know, isn't a brilliant impression, but whatever. Right? I'm listening to LVN9. I'm thinking that for 10, you should mention something about the RT team rap battles and hopefully post the podcast before they are over. Alright, we're getting to it. I'm going to send you guys the longest email in the history of emails soon. From Booty Rage. P.S.
I was going to send you guys the remastered version of Monsters Ain't Shit to Pimps with Guns and Knives. But X-Ray Spectacles emailed me the wrong version. Also, some punk band called X-Ray Specs that started in the late 70s or something has threatened to sue X if he doesn't quit using their name. So he's going by X-Ray Spectacles. Go ahead and pull some smart-ass remark about how the PS is longer than the main body of the message. Nitpickers.
Actually, I'm going to pick nits at you telling me how to run my podcast. Well, our podcast. We don't have to mention the RT team battles. I mean, we already have now, because you've butted in with your email. Seriously, Bo, if you are worried about emailing in, we'll be lovely to you. Unless you're a prick. And I'm not going to tell you the criteria of being a prick. What am I doing? Why am I putting people off emailing? Oh, that sucks.
Well,
I quite like, though, that X-Ray Specs has to change his name, but when people came to us saying you've got their name, we handled it.
It always sucks when someone has to change their name. Like, I've seen that happen a couple times to some people.
What, like, a few times to one person over and over again?
No, like someone, like, Square Whale, he used to be called Capital Steps, until some political, political satire group got a hold of Capital Steps and made him change his name, or they'd sue him.
A political satire group did that.
Yes.
Fucking jerks. And what the hell's that about? I mean, X-Ray Specs are a punk rock band. They must be getting old or something. Fucking scenesters. They have one good song. I can't remember how it goes. It's something like Screech and Weasel covered it, though, I think. But I can't remember. That's not important. Fuck those guys. Anything you'd like to add?
That's pretty much it. Just, I'm wondering how much time it's going to take when we get his longest email ever.
Oh, it's going to be the whole damn show. Booty Rage can write. He can write and write and write. And he's actually doing really well in the Rhyme Torrents battle rap competition. He's doing better than I did. I went out first round. Yeah, hop over to RT.org and check that out, because there's actually some cracking songs flying about. Anyway, the next email is from Evermiss. He never lets you down, does Evermiss? He's always there with the emails. I love that guy. He calls me Big Dog. It's Ace. Anyway, voice. I'm going to try to do an impression of you.
This should be good.
Gents, I've just paid about £5 to check my email and RSS feeds. Actually, this is terrible. No, that's not going anywhere. Not do you. Oh, God damn it. I used to be so good at this. Instant thing thinking of. I'm going to do it like a mouse.
Sounds good.
No, it's not. It's not working. God damn it. This is like the key part of our show. This is what people listen in for. And I'm dropping the ball on our anniversary show. Oh, gents, I have just paid about £5 to check my email and RSS feeds and such to find that you have a new cast. And as I'm in some foreign hotel, I cannot listen. I'll have to go back to Pokemon Yellow and my Sun Lounger. Paying for internet access sucks. Looking forward to hearing your cast when I get home. Evermiss out. That was whichever thing came to mind. God damn it. Why have I started this tradition?
It sounded like you were doing like three different voices throughout like the course of the email.
Yep. That was the plan. Did it work? Did it sound good?
It was passable.
Email in and tell us. It was a voice, I guess, in keeping with tradition. I'm going to write down what I'm going to do next time.
Maybe if people are interested, they could record their email and then we could play themselves. What do you think of that?
I think you've just given me more work to do when I'm mixing these bad boys. But yeah, sure. Go for it. Actually, that's a really good idea. If you want to email in and do that, if you could send it as a low quality MP3. I only say that because we actually record this in a reasonable quality, but then we have to scale it down for like size restraints and stuff. So if you could do that ahead of time, that would be excellent. Anyway. Okay, so this email, I've been excited to read this email. Someone has entered the video game sample contest for the first time. Are you...
I'm in shock.
I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe it. It's just a simple email. Email in with the answers. Tell me who it is. Left. It's beautiful. So, I need to read it in the voice of something awesome. I'm going to read it in the style of a cowboy. Alright. The first example was from Grandia. That's not a cowboy. Doesn't matter. The second one was from Sonic Says at the end of the old Chili Dog cartoon. And that was from Fugmaster J. And you know what? Because none of you fuckers have entered this competition, none of you realise that you actually won a prize for getting it right. And the prize is you get to be interviewed on the show. So have a bit of that, motherfuckers. That could have been you. You were not bothering to sit and think. And now you look like a putz. Because Magitek are going to be interviewed, and you're not. So what do you think about that?
That's quite a prize right there.
It's a pretty good prize.
So are we interviewing all of Magitek?
I don't know. I'll leave that to them. Well, see what they can arrange on Skype.
Alright.
If they, or AIM, or whatever. Although, you know, they can sort out recording their own shiznit, goddammit.
Yeah, they're musicians, they're professionals as well.
Why, yes, they know what they're doing. It's quite good timing because they have an EP coming out soon. But whatever, this is the Our Influencers show. So I'm not going to talk about current events. God damn it. Yeah. So that was that.
Yep.
That was the letters. Was it everything you hoped for and more?
It was much more because I thought we didn't get any letters.
Well, there you go. Letters versus numbers podcast at gmail.com. Right, let's self-indulge with our announcements, because we have announcements
Yes. That
aren't about news or anything, but they're about us, which is our favourite kind of news. Do you want to do the honours?
Sure, but exactly what news are we talking about?
Website and, website is more coming soon, and rocket-propelled radio.
Yes, first of all, like you were saying, the website, we're going to have a big website redesign, or, well, a slight website redesign, whichever, but, so, our Blogspot address will be much nicer looking and not one of the templates they set you up with to begin with, thanks to Girls Ballad. We'll also be getting a new logo soon, so after that, expect a bunch of banners for everybody, and maybe even stickers. And stuff like that for me to send people.
Or me, if you're in the UK.
Yes.
Or Europe.
And,
yeah.
You want to talk about
I've
RPR?
Actually seen a preview of the... I've seen a preview of the site and it looks really pimp.
Yes.
Actually. Good work, girls, Melon. Good work. You magnificent Scots legends. yeah, the second bit of news. We've been talking about this a while, but neither of us got our asses in gear and fucked up a lot. But you might be listening to this on Rocket Propelled Radio. If you think it's live, it's not. Well, it's live there. I don't know. I haven't really thought it through. But yeah, RPR. Google that shit. We're on it. We're going to be famous now. We're going to get all their listeners.
Yes.
Maybe.
I'll be... Screw... updating the MySpace page and everything with links to there and like our show times and all that good stuff. So keep on the lookout for that.
What is our show time slot?
I can't recall off the top of my head.
I sure hope it's quite a flexible one, because our podcast times are all over the place.
Yes.
Oh, if worse comes to worse, we'll split them into two. It's all good in the hood. Yeah, so that's our news. All right. And we're doing live at Midwest Nerd Fest as well. It's all happening for us. And we got some fan art that I haven't shown you yet. Evermas drew one.
Awesome.
And sent it to me. I'll send it to you after. And we'll post it on the MySpace. And everyone's a winner. Be sure to check that out. You magnificent, magnificent children of Maine. Okay. What next? I'm excited. I'm really enjoying podcasting. I feel all self-important and valid.
Well, you want to choose the next track?
Intensely. Let's see. What have we got left? Doobie-doobie-doo. Oh, hell yes. This is one of my favourite songs of all time. The reason I'm playing this as an influence is because it was like the, I don't know. Well, it's Robotronica, right? And they have the sound, they've got the electro rock stuff going on, and they are sadly departed. But, well, for now, .. But, I love this band so much. They do whatever they like. Sort of, they've got songs, you know, where they rap or where they don't, and they've got like power pop songs and like more punky, heavier stuff, and they're awesome. And this is Mr. Robofunk. And if you don't sort of fantasize about playing this live yourself, then you've got some sort of thing wrong with you. There is something chemically imbalanced inside you, and I hate you. Here's the song. Enjoy.
The second song you heard there was by Temp Sound Solutions, which is Sean Faze, and this is from his album Now You're Playing with Powar 6, and I just love this track so much. Like, the whole album, it's like two discs, and every song is like about 2 minutes long, and they're all just like dirty, straight up, crazy covers of like 60 or more video games.
I'm a big fan. The fact that it's Super Mario Land as well. I mean, the Game Boy Marios are sort of neglected, but they're awesome.
Yes, it's depressing to see that, like, they haven't been revived in some way. I'm really hoping they'll pop up on the Wii, on, like, the virtual console someday or something.
Yeah.
Because anyone that hasn't played Mario Land 1 and 2, you're missing out.
Yeah, 6 Golden Coins is just such a fantastically designed game as well. And it is as close to Super Mario World as you could get on the Game Boy at the time.
Yep.
In my humble opinion. And it had the carrot. The carrot has never been in any other, like, Mario games. The carrot is hardcore. Or has it? Are there carrots in other Mario games?
Nope.
I don't think so. How depressing. It gave you little bunny ears and you could fly a bit.
Plus, it was
awesome.
It was the introduction of Wario.
It was.
So that's some gaming history there.
Yeah, it was. He was a bit of a dick in it. I don't mind telling you. But you know, he's done better than Waluigi. Waluigi can do one. Fuck that guy.
Well, anyway, Temp Sound...
on my tennis game. Sorry, yes, Temp Sound Solutions.
Temp Sound Solutions was one of the first video game cover bands I heard outside of OC Remix. Like, I had already heard, like, you know, any Eskimos and the 1-Ups and Mini Bosses, The Advantage, and a couple others. But I discovered Temp Sound Solutions through MySpace, and, like, just, like, the kind of dirty, kind of gritty rock fill that he did of the covers was, like, amazing to me. And I thought it was, like, great. And, like, since then, he's been, like, a huge influence on the bands I've listened to since. Like, through him, I think I found, like, Year 2000X and Arm Cannon and a lot of other amazing bands. He actually got me to join the Shiz forums.
Like, personally?
Yes.
You have just got so many scene points.
And, well, he's just a really great guy. Like, one of the first interviews I did was with him. I did, like, a Skype interview with him.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just been a great guy the whole way and introduced me to a lot of great music.
Where's my interview? Never interviewed me.
I have not done any interviews in, like, a year.
Oh, that's okay then, I guess. That's sort of forgivable. Still, though, you know, get to work. Hip-hop.
I'll have my people call your people.
Yes. I'll forward you my numbers. And see if we can schedule it in. Pencil it in. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yes.
In a professional, like we are. All right. What's next?
I guess we could play Spamtron next.
Yeah, that follows on quite nicely. Think of this as a speaking interlude, if you will. You know, your face was beginning to melt off, and now you've got a chance to stick it back up. And now we're going to melt it off again.
Yes.
Because we love you. That's why we push you hard. I don't know what to say.
Well, anyway, at the same time, Player 2 was doing the Betamod label. Like, I ran across Spamtron, who was running the Megatwerp Net label, which is also now, sadly, defunct. But while it was around, it had some great music on there from Spamtron. Zoc had some stuff on there. Elegant Gentleman had some stuff on there. Lots of other groups, too. And Spamtron.
And I will get you to link every single one in the blog posts.
Well, anyway, Spamtron is, like, a really great guy. Like, he's shown me a lot of great music as well. He's helped me get people on compilations that I've been putting together. and he's just like an excitable, like he's just so excited about everything. Like when, if you speak to him, he will get you excited about anything that he's excited about. He has that kind of personality.
He sounds like a hero.
Yes. And here's,
I like this,
here's
guy.
One of my favorite songs from him. It's called Chrono Tripper, a cover of Chrono Trigger, of course.
That was good, but did need clarifying. I wasn't sure.
Well, you know, you don't have Chrono Trigger out there, so.
Look, right, whatever. Okay, whatever, Trevor. We have stuff that you don't have, like. The recession. and Marmite. Well, do you guys have Marmite? I don't care. I don't even eat Marmite. This is Spamtron. You should listen to it. And throw up the horns. I don't know why I said that so monotone. That totally doesn't suit the song that's coming next. Juxtaposition, fuckers. Use it wisely. check that out. Didn't think we were coming back so soon, did ya? We can shift up the format. It doesn't always have to be two songs in a row. We do what we like.
I'm just imagining they were waiting for the second song, and then they heard your voice, and, like, they spilled their coffee in shock.
They, like, spat it out. Like, what's going on? In fact, just to weird you out even more, I might randomly interject a song in there and then talk about how there wasn't a song, and you guys would be all like, didn't I just listen to a different song? And you'll never know. Well, unless you hit rewind. I really need to start thinking these things through. But whatever. This is the life of a podcaster, baby. I'm a renegade.
And speaking of life.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of life. This is my final influence, and you'll probably should have seen it coming. But when I started posting on Rhyme Torrents, I was all like, does anyone else in the UK do this? And one name kept getting mentioned, and that was Category. So I shot him a MySpace message, like saying, you know, I like what you do, and wish was more of us doing it and stuff. And he took me under his wing, like some sort of Batman figure. And the rest is history. And we went on to lose badly to Zealous One, a major, in the 2v2 RT battle rap competition. But whatever, this is... yeah, Category is by far the biggest influence I have. And it's also a pretty good track to go out on, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
This particular track.
And I just wanted to interject something about Category. He's been really great to me too, since he's like hosted some of the albums I have online. He's hosted at his page, and he's gotten in on most of the compilations we've done, and just been a generally awesome guy to me as well.
I played my first show I ever played. Category played it later. He's just awesome. He needs more chops. Oh, actually, yeah, so the song we're going to play is Geek for Life, which, my brothers and sisters, let's all solemnly vow to be. That would have been a really good point to just fade into the song, but I am not that classy. Yeah. Okay, should we say our goodbyes?
I suppose we should.
It just seems as good a time as any. All right, well, I have been Mr. B. Or, I said I was going to give my aim out. It is UKGC Mr. B. Add me up and talk some shit to me and tell me off, and I will be hilariously funny or flirt outrageously with you, depending on your age and gender. That was my outro. This would be your future outro.
All right. Well, I've been Anthony from Game Music for All. I'm not going to give out my aim because it's too hard to like explain. But if you, I am Mr. B, I'm sure he would gladly give it out to you as well.
Great. I'm going to get loads of want to talk to me, but want to talk to you. And I'll be like, oh, cheers. And then I'll never see them again. Anyway, yeah. This was Letters versus Numbers, episode 10. He's to at least 100 more.
At least.
Yeah, at least. Bish bash bosh. We're out.
Oh, what the fuck? Every single morning when I get out of my bed, I grab a cup of coffee and then a cigarette. I gulp it down, inhale it in, I play a game of Bomb Man, usually win. Boot up my PC and check the news on joystick, Boing Boing and DSM Brew. UKR is also worth a read, Zorg is a very clever man indeed. I finish with forums and my email, I shut my eyes and think of a female. Tug one out to get me going, get those creative juices flowing. I mean, you can't really blame me, I'm just a single geek with too much time on his hands. You know what, fuck you, I'm proud. I will never change, to never stuff will stay the same. I'm a geek for life and I will never change. Porno, anime and video games. I'm a geek for life and I will never change. Do never stuff will stay the same. I'm a geek for life and I will never change. Porno, anime and video games. Like the big man Beefy, I'm not an MC. I'm the master of dungeons or ceremonies. Or I would be if all my friends played, but they all think RPGs are lame. They've played zombies once or twice, but that is where they draw the line. In fact, they hardly game at all. Probably don't even remember Zool. My VHS collection is getting huge, with Dune, Dark Skies and Critters 2. Creepshow, Guyver, Akira and Kids. This could become a very long list. So I sit back, roll a spliff, and hey presto, another rendition of my manifesto of how I live my life. For life, no, I will never change. The weather's traffic stay the same. I'm a geek for life, no, I will never change. Porno, anime, and video games. I'm a geek for life, no, I will never change. The weather's traffic stay the same. I'm a geek for life, no, I will never change. Porno, anime, and video games. My main cabinet is only half built. My comic box is only half filled. My coding skills end at hello world. My social skills can't get me a girl. With my yo-yo, I can't trapeze, but I can throw a brain twister with ease. So ladies and gentlemen, calm down please, as though something I'm starting to see. I see you all lining up to diss these crappy lyrics that I try to spit. My weird sound, my bad timing, I know it's crap, but at least I'm trying. I've never met another UK rapper who can keep up with my geeky banter, who has the style, has the flow, has the power to control the show. Even though I've never been on stage, if Solidaire is listening, that may change. Put me up on electronic at night and I'll bust some grooves that all the kids like. Come on guys, just like 10 minutes on stage, 15 minutes, let me warm up for someone, let me prove myself. For life, and I will never change. The levels, traffic stay the same. I'm a geek for life, and I will never change. Porno, anime, and video games. I'm a geek for life, and I will never change. The levels, traffic stay the same. I'm a geek for life, and I will never change. Porno, anime, and video games. I'm a geek for life, and I will never change. The levels, traffic stay the same. I'm a geek for life, and I will never change. Porno, anime, and video games.
What can I do to be as tall as you, Kea? Well, I don't think you should worry about it. You should drink lots of milk. Drink a gallon a day. Now, I'll be fighting a magician next week. Please watch the next Tempo In episode, The Third Night, Bewilderment. Mr. Lazal, drink your milk.